You mean to say all we got to do is to just talk into something and then people hear us all over Corinth Center?
Yep, that's it.
Shucks, just a dead-darn fake, Zeb.
Well, it just ain't a fake. They're not only listening to us all over Corinth Center, but all over the whole darn county.
Yeah, well, how they listen to us?
Well, I don't know exactly how, but they listen to us all right. Professor Thistlewaite said it is done with waves.
How's that?
Waves.
Who?
Professor Thistlewaite. Professor Thistlewaite.
Yeah, but who does he wave at?
Oh, he don't wave at nobody. That's just what he said.
Just said he waved at him, huh?
Oh, dad ding, Deb. Sometimes I think you're the dumbest fellow I ever seen. Professor Thistlewaite don't wave at people, and he never said he did. He was talking about a different kind of waves. The waves that come out of the radio machine.
Why, is there waves that come out of it?
Why, certainly is. That's how we get out to all the people in the county.
Yeah, well, maybe you do, but not me. Waves make me sick to my stomach.
No, you don't get the idea yet, Deb. Now, look here. We talk into a contraption, and people all over the county will hear it, see?
Don't see what they want to listen to us for.
Well, I don't exactly mean they listen to us. They listen to programs. We'll put on programs, you see. Why, Dad, ding it, Deb, when we get that contraption fixed up, we can put on one of these here in our big broadcast.
Ah, shucks. Who'd we get to be in it?
Ooh, why, lots of people. Professor Thistlewaite. He's a darn fine singer. He told me he sang an opera once when he was teaching up the college. Robin Hood and his Merry Men. He said it went on for 6 nights hand running.
That's a dad ding lie right on the face of it.
A lie? How do you mean it's a lie?
If they was married men, they couldn't get out 6 nights hand running.
Oh, I didn't say they was married men. I said married. Married.
How's that?
Married. You know what it is that comes before Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's it.
Thanksgiving.
It ain't Thanksgiving. It's Merry. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Same to you and a Happy New Year.
Oh, I was talking about the word Merry. That's what the fellers was, always laughing and cracking jokes. And they lived off the fat of the land. Well, Robin...
Did you say a fat or a flat?
Fat. Fat. Well, Robin Hood was the head man.
What kind of man?
Head. Head. Man, the ghost, and don't you ever hear nothing? I said Robin Hood was...
Yes, I know. I know what he was.
Well, what was he? What was he?
A fathead.
Oh, he wasn't no fathead.
That's what you just said he was, a fathead.
I did not.
You did.
I didn't.
You did. You said you either said the fat or flat.
Well, I didn't say neither one. He didn't have no flat head at all. Just the opposite.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he had flat feet.
Oh, he didn't. He didn't at all. He was a swell feller. Had a heart as big as all out of doors. Well, anyway, his men was hungry. Didn't have a bite to eat. And Robin Hood wasn't a fella to stand by and watch him starve to death. No, sirree. So you know what he done?
Closed his eyes.
No, sir. He said he was going to get him some food. So he took his bow and arrow and went in the woods. He was gone for a whole week. But when he come back, he had a buck.
That darn fool to work a whole week for a buck.
Oh, I don't mean that kind of buck. I mean it's, it ain't no dough.
That's what I say. A buck a week certainly ain't no dough.
No, I didn't say you earned a buck a week. Dear, that's what he had. He got 50 cents he shot the first one, but...
Got
but
what?
50. 50 cents he...
That burns cheapskate. Put a fella to work for a buck a week and then cut him to 50 cents.
Oh, they didn't. They didn't, Deb. I'm talking about deer. Deer. He shot a deer. But this deer didn't belong to him. So what do you suppose they done to him?
Cut him to 2 bits.
What's the use of trying to explain anything to you? All you can do is think of money. It's a wonder. Oh, say.
What's the matter?
You know that telegram we ripped out to send to them people that wired you for money?
Yes.
Well, I forgot to send it.
Yeah, sure.
Stuck it here in my pocket, and look, here it is. Listen, you take it over to the telegraph office and send it.
Well, here comes Hector. Let him take it.
Never mind about Hector now.
You take it over yourself.
And never mind. I won't do no such thing.
Stay. Can I see you for a minute, Mr. Winterbottom?
Yeah, why, of course you can, Hector. Now get going, Eb, there, and hurry up. Go on.
Well, I am going in. I checked here all of the rest of it.
Well, go on. Get along there. Well, now, what is it you want to see me about, Hector?
Well, the truth of the matter, Mr. Winterbottom, the truth of the matter is that I am financially embarrassed. I hate to say these things, but I'm financially embarrassed. Broke to you. I'm looking for a position.
Say, we'd like to help you out, Hector, but
sake, ain't enough work around here to keep me and Ed busy, hardly.
Yes, but I don't want a job in the store. Shucks, I don't want that. I want a job in your radio station.
Yes, but what do you know about radio, Hector?
What do I know about radio?
Yes.
Why, Mr. Winterbottom, I am positively astonished.
Huh?
Positively astonished. You mean to say you've never heard how I saved the lives of the whole crew when I was a radio operator aboard a ship?
No, shucks now, Hector. You never was a radio operator aboard ship, and you know it.
Oh, there's where you have slipped up. There's where you're mistaken. I certainly was, Mr. Winterbottom. I wouldn't lie to you. You know that. And I'll never forget the day that I joined that crew. Say, I was standing...
Well, just a minute, dear. What was the name of the ship?
Slap in the Mouth.
I was standing... That's a funny name for a ship. Slap in the Mouth. What'd they call it that for?
Because it was a big smack. I was standing in a graveyard.
A graveyard?
Yes, in a graveyard. Well, all of a sudden...
Well, was anybody dead?
Yes, all of them were dead.
I mean, what was you doing in the graveyard?
I was reading tombstones, you see. So,
reading tombstones, eh?
Yes, most of the time I prefer short stories, but once in a while I like to read something heavy.
Shame now.
All of a sudden the ship began pitching and tossing. The way...
Oh, just a minute now. Hold on there, Hector. How'd you get on a ship?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. You betcha. The waves came crashing
I said, how'd you get on the ship?
Well, I climbed up the gangplank. Oh, and it was a terrific storm, Mr. Winterbottom. I was just putting on a pair of scuppers when Captain McTavish came up. Smith, he cried. Here's a breath, Nick, moonlit, Nick, Nick. Then suddenly he stopped talking, and I knew then the awful truth.
Well, how do you mean you knew the awful truth and you stopped talking? What awful truth? What happened?
He'd run out of scotch.
Oh, Shay, now look here, Hector.
Well, sir, we hadn't been out for more than a week when First Mate Fido and Second Mate Rover sent for me. Smith, they
said... what'd you say their names was?
Fido and Rover. Smith,
Say,
they said
them,
you...
Them was funny names for sailors, I'd say.
Yes, but they were a couple of old sea dogs. Smith, they said tonight it is your turn to take the watch.
And did you take it?
Yes, sir. I sure did. This is it right here. 21 jewels, general gold case. Let's move it. Ain't it a pepper?
No, he didn't mean that kind of watch. He meant you had to take the lookout.
Yes. What was that?
Lookout. Lookout for the ship.
What ship? I don't see no ship.
No, dad ding it. You said you was on a ship and it was a storm.
Oh, yes, you betcha. Storm.
What about it?
That was, a storm, yes. It was a terrible storm, Mr. Winterbottom. For 3 days and 3 nights it rained. Shortly after dinner, on the third night, the captain gave a signal of distress.
A signal of distress,
yes? Yes, sir, a signal of distress. You see, he had pig feet for dinner, and they always called him distress.
What about the ship? What about the ship?
Well, the captain called all hands on deck. Men, he said, unless we can sight the lighthouse and get word to the lighthouse keeper, we're lost.
Yes.
Who will volunteer? And quick as a flash, you know what I did?
What?
Quick as a flash, I stepped forward and I said, I will volunteer. I will take that message.
You did?
Yes, sir, Ray, because my sister was a lighthouse keeper, and I'd be seeing her the next time I went ashore.
No, you dead burned fool. He didn't
but
mean
no,
about
sir, the... No, sir, the first mate wouldn't stand for that. Be the gentleman. No, sir. Not a man must leave this ship, he cried. Not a man. We'll signal for them to send out the British boy.
And did they send out the British boy?
Yes, they sent it out.
And you were saved?
No, it didn't work. The ship went down, we were all drowned.
Oh, shakes alive, Hector. That's too damn bad about that. What in condition you're talking about all down? Now, you look at
me. But wait, Mr. Winterbottom. That's not all of the story. There's still the morale.
But the moral? What moral?
Never send a boy to do a man's work.